I'm going to read from James and then from 1 Corinthians and then talk to you here a little bit this morning, okay? James chapter 1 and verse 13, and then 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. So we started a series in the book of James, so we'll pick up in James chapter 1, verse 13, and then I want to follow up with the verse in Corinthians. So let's begin with verse 13 of James chapter 1. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift, every perfect gift, is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now look at 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Well, today we're going to have baptism, but before we have our baptism, Kate, you have a lot of friends came with you today. We're glad that they're here today. But I'm going to speak from the scripture here and take a few minutes, and then we'll have our baptism. A few months ago, now I've never watched this show on TV, but the title caught my attention. And you may watch this show or may have seen it on TV, but I haven't, but I like... You know, the title is what attracted me to it. And the name of this TV show is Temptation Island. And I thought, better that would be a good title for a sermon one of these days. And so this so happens, here we are in the book of James today. But the title I came up with was this, that we all live on Temptation Island. And we do. What Paul said was that a temptation is something that is common to man. In other words, it's our humanness. We're all human. We all face, you know, the temptations of life that come our way. Really what this passage is speaking to is our inability to, you know, resist temptation on our own. Because what we need is God's strength and it'll do that. We need God's power to and able to endure the temptation. It's like the marshmallows. See, what they had to do and what the boy had to do before he got two of them, he had to endure. He had to endure through that, and that's what the Bible says. And then, you know, he was rewarded at the end with two marshmallows rather than the one. There's a commercial on TV now that's, I think it's a pretty cool commercial. It's about this guy, you know, this young guy goes into this tattoo shop. And he wants to get a tattoo. Have you seen it? And this hippie dude, you know, he's going to give him a tattoo. And then the guy says, you know, they get the point. He says, aren't you supposed to kind of draw the tattoo first? And he says, stay in your lane, bro. Stay in your lane. I love that commercial. And so what God is telling us here today is this. He's telling us, you know, stay in your lane. Because what God has done is given us boundaries. And so what he says is, you know, you stay within the boundaries of who I want you to be. And he says, within those boundaries comes every good and comes every perfect gift of life. And so what God gives is good. What God gives is great. What God gives is the best. And so what he says is, I want you to stay within those boundaries. And when we stay within those boundaries, then, you know, God's given us exactly what we need. And so then we come to the idea here of temptation. So I want to talk about the cause. We'll look at that. And then we'll talk about the course. And then I'll talk about the caution. So what's the cause? Well, he tells us up front here in this verse that God is not the author of temptation. It is not God's fault. And so he tells us very clearly here that God does not tempt anyone to go outside the boundary. God does not tempt anyone to sin. You know why? Because God isn't evil. God has no capacity for sin in his life. God has no capacity for wrong in his life. Everything God does is good. Everything that God does is the best. Everything that God wants for us is the very best. And so here's what he says. The very best for your life and my life is within the boundary of where I want you to be. He uses two illustrations here. Okay, I'm going to talk about your daddy for a minute. You remember that cornfield that your daddy had over there on the east side? Well, when I was a kid, what we did, a bunch of us boys would go to this field that Kay's daddy had. And we had some rabbit dogs. And we liked to rabbit hunt. So we'd go over at that field, and sometimes he'd catch us, and sometimes he wouldn't. But anyway, we'd take our rabbit dogs over there, and we'd like to hunt rabbits. Well, every now and then, you know, we'd have a dog that just, you know, for whatever reason, that dog, he would not stay on the trail of the rabbit. And the dog would get distracted and get off the trail and lose the scent and everything else. And so we had a hard time with, you know, that dog from time to time. What James is saying here is this: that's what happens when we're drawn away. We lose our focus. We got our focus on the wrong thing, and we're drawn away. And so he's using an illustration here from hunting. And then he uses another illustration from fishing. And what he's talking about here is being enticed. And the enticement that he's talking about here is a fisherman who baits a hook. And the bait on that hook is so enticing. And it kind of draws us away. Now, I've been trying to watch what I eat and eat healthy and everything like that. You can drive up Kingston Pike and you get to Bearden. There's a place on the left at Bearden, some of you may know where I'm talking about. Krispy Kreme Donuts. Have you ever seen that? And to make it worse, you know, I love those donuts, but I know, you know, probably not good for you. But there's a big red sign that's flashing. I mean, hot, fresh donuts, you know. And so what I've got to do, you know, I've got to say, okay, get some self-control here and take your focus off of that, you know. Don't take the bait on what they're trying to do. And so that's what the Bible's saying to us here. You know, you got to watch that. And so he's talking about, you know, the cause. The cause of it is within. It comes from our own desire. And then he talks about the course of it. And so the course of the temptation is simply this. It gets us outside the boundary of where God wants us to be. You know, God has that boundary. You know, the Bible talks about, in the Old Testament, it talks about the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, we have, you know, the Ten Commandments. Well, those are guidelines. Those are boundaries. And God says, okay, live within these boundaries. Within these boundaries is every good gift. Within these boundaries are a perfect gift. And so that's the course that he wants us to be on. And so we stay within in that course. And then the third thing that he talks about here is the caution. He says, you got to watch it. And see, this is the yellow flashing light that God has given to us. And the yellow flashing light that's warning us of the caution is this. Don't do it. You know, don't get outside the boundary. Just, you know, stay within the boundary of where he wants you to be. He says, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by Satan. Don't be deceived by what people think about Jesus Christ. You know, there are people who try to say, well, Jesus is not the only way to heaven. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't let Satan deceive you about the truth of Jesus Christ and who He is and what He came to do. Don't be deceived about salvation. There is salvation in the person of Jesus Christ through His blood, through the cross we sang about today. That is where salvation is found. Now, here's the way it works with me. Now, you know, if I get outside that boundary, there's something I've got to deal with. And since I have feet of clay, and since I said all of us live on Temptation Island, you know, at times we know we get outside that boundary. And so what happens is I start feeling guilty. But here's what I've found about guilt. You know what guilt is? Guilt is not God pushing me away. But what guilt is this? It's God's love and God's grace of saying to me, okay, come back in the boundary. Come back in the boundary. I don't know if you know the story of the yellow ribbon around the oak tree. But the story of the yellow ribbon around the oak tree, it's a true story. But here's what it's about. There's this man who was he was convicted of a crime. And he was sent to prison. And so when he served his time in prison, he got close to the time when he was going to be let out of prison and he was going to come back home. And he started writing his wife and said, okay, I'm going to get out. And I just want to know, when I get out, will I be welcome at home? And he says, if I am welcome back at home, he said, just tie that yellow ribbon around the oak tree in the front yard, and I'll know that I can come. If not, then I'll just go on and start another life somewhere else. And so as the story goes, when he got home and he got out of prison, got home, that yellow ribbon was tied around that oak tree. And, he was reunited with his family. You know what God has done? God has tied not a yellow ribbon, but He's tied a red ribbon around the cross. Amen. And you know what that cross says to us? When we're outside of that boundary, we go in a different direction, He's saying to us, there's a place that we can come. There's a place that we can come home. There's a place that we can come and find forgiveness. There's a place that we can find that new beginning. There's a place where we can begin living inside that boundary God wants us to live. You see, what this passage really deals with is this. It's dealing with consistency in our Christian life. And what He wants is, He wants us to have that consistent life. Now, when we get outside the boundary, what happens is we really live an inconsistent life. And so what He's saying is, stay within the boundary, live consistent, and stay close to Me. So how do we do that? Here's how we do it. Number one, we pray. We pray. And we just admit to God our weakness. We admit to Him, where our struggles are. And we say, Lord, I need help. And so I just, we turn it over to Him. Second thing we do is this. We change our focus. And we change our focus from that, whatever that desire is to get us outside that boundary, we change our focus from that to focus on Jesus Christ and what He wants for our lives. Temptation is real. Jesus Himself was tempted when He was in the wilderness. Now, did Jesus sin? No, He didn't. But you know what Jesus did when He faced the temptation? He gave us an example of what to follow. Now, here's what I want to close with, and I'll give you this, and very quickly I'll close. Listen to this. Every time Jesus was tempted, you know how He answered the temptation? He answered it with Scripture. Now, here's four reasons why Scripture is effective in fighting temptation in our life. Number one, what God's Word does, it exposes the temptation for what it is. Number two, God's Word gives us a different point of view. Number three, the reason the Bible helps us in our time of temptation is this, that God's Word, what it does is it brings about a change of focus. And then number four, God's Word will deepen our faith. Last week I talked about trials. This week in the passage we're looking at, James talks about temptation. In the original language, in the Greek, those two words are the same Greek word. And in the English Bible, here's what it's saying to us. The only difference between trial and temptation is this, is our response to it. Paul said this. Paul said, with every temptation, God will enable us to be able to overcome the temptation. How does he do that? Through the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. Will there be times when we fall and stumble and slip, slide, get outside that boundary? Yes, there will. But with every temptation, through the power of the Holy Spirit, let him control your life, and I want him to control my life. And that's how we win over temptation. You know, the temptation today may be this. What the devil will say is, you've got plenty of time to be saved. Well, that's not really true. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. If you need to make that decision for Christ, make that decision today. Another area of temptation might be an area of obedience we know we need to do in our life. Just like Kayla, you know, her step of obedience today is to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Well, maybe that's something you need to do and something you need to think about. Don't stay outside that boundary. Come within that boundary of where God wants you to be. And so whatever it is, just make that decision that you're going to be within God's boundary. And here's what he says. In that boundary, every good, every perfect gift comes from God. What God gives is the very best. And that's where I want to be. I want to be within that boundary to receive the best that he has for me. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you today for this being able to be here and to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, today as we think about this passage today, we all need your help. And Lord, we all live on that island of temptation. And we know what it is, and we know the struggle, we know the battle. And as the Bible says, it's something that is common to man. In other words, it's human. And it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve in the garden. And Lord, today I just pray that you'd help us to have that desire to live within the boundary that you have for us. The reason you give us boundaries is because you love us. You give us boundaries to protect us. Lord, I pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through our love for you, wanting to please you and do your will and do what's best, that we would stay within that boundary. Lord, I pray for those who need to receive Christ today, those who need to establish that spiritual base in their life. I pray that they would not be tempted to say no today and to give in to that temptation. Father, I just pray that they would come and make that decision and say yes to Jesus Christ. Father, help us to be committed today to live within your boundary and live within your will for our life and receive the very best that you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen.